Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning. As we continue on this Friday morning, I'm Walt Lindela, joined in the studio now by Randy Girard. He is with the Events Committee for Marquette Township. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Walt?
I'm pretty good, and we wanted to get you in here this morning to give everybody one last reminder about what's going to be happening with Community Day coming up tomorrow. So let's give them the details. What's happening?
Well, you're right. Tomorrow, the 6th of August, and for those of you who don't know what day it is today, starting at actually 10 o'clock in the morning is when things actually kick off and goes till about 10 o'clock at night. We have our annual Community Day, or the Marquette Charter Township annual Community Day. It's not ours anymore since I'm not there, but sure. At any event.
Well, you're with them and you're with the committee, kind of, sort of.
But it's our annual event to basically open up the township to anybody in the community, and the community being defined as, if you can hear this, you're invited.
Right.
So it's not just Marquette Township. The township is a very open place to visitors and for people coming in that might be interested in developing a business or buying a home or whatever.
Sure.
But anyway, there's a lot of people in town, so it's a lot of fun. Now, you've got music all day. We've got a softball tournament going on most of the day. I'm not really sure how many teams there are right now, but my understanding is there's enough for the full day. We've got food, we've got some concession items, we've got like I said, live music all day long. We've got four different bands that are scheduled to play, so it'll be continuous, and it's a mix of everything. There's some rock, there's some country, there's some just a little about everything.
Well, that's kind of the whole idea with this, and this is happening at a very specific location that I know this kind of grew out of wanting to showcase some of the improvements over the last several years. Where is it happening?
Well, it's at what people, older people, will recognize as Lions Field, but it's actually the Lions Field Recreation Area now. The Lions, way back in the early 60s, constructed the field in the middle of Trowbridge. Basically, it's a community park, and it was left to go fallow, basically. So over a course of about 10 years, we revitalized, rebuilt, and reactivated it, and it's really become a showcase, and it's more than just a neighborhood park. It's a gathering place for all kinds of things.
And again, it drives down that point that says that, you know, this is the Marquette Township, you know, the Community Day. It's the day for the community. Come and see what you guys have been working on and what the township's been doing.
Well, and the original thought was to try and generate some community spirit and to get people out, basically, in a non-threatening, casual atmosphere, to get to know your neighbors, to get to know visitors that you might see around in the stores, get to know vendors, a lot of things. And there's a lot of public support for it. Super One, as always, is providing the food. Mm-hmm. And they basically, they charge, I think it's $5 they're going to charge this year for a meal. You know, it's either a hot dog and a burger, chips and a pop. Mm-hmm. And basically, they just cover their costs. So anything beyond that comes back to the township to fund next year's program.
Now, you were with the township for several years and really in some of the trenches with the updates that were done to this space, this recreational area. Tell me a little bit about some of the highlights of what's been added in the last few years that people can check out.
Well, it seems like it's only been a few years, but it was almost 20.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun. But realistically, you know, the field was originally, all that it was a little league ball field. That was it. And we renovated that to be a whole fenced-in enclosure. We updated the pavilion. We built a new pavilion. We built an ice rink, concrete-based ice rink with regulation boards and the whole shot. We put a new climbing structure in for the kids. We call it the Kids Park. Mm-hmm. Dugouts. We built dugouts. We've got a stage. The tennis court's been revitalized. So, I mean, it's an all-purpose, year-round facility.
And one of the things is that this is an opportunity to come and check it out, especially if you haven't seen it in a while, or you're new to the area, or you're visiting. So give everybody, Randy, again, sort of the general time frame and what people can expect. I know there's a lot, but just some of the highlights.
Yeah, and realistically, basically, it's all day. If you want to get there before 10 o'clock, that's fine. There's still the climbing structure and all the things for the kids will be there, but we're going to have inflatables for the kids, as we usually do. It officially runs from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. 10 at night because that's our township's quiet hour start.
Sure. You know,
for the residential, in the middle of a residential area. We have five different bands, the Diversion, we have the Reveal, we have the Maynards, and we got a couple of others that are going to fill in, but there'll be music all day long for the adults. Kids will have all kinds of things to do. Mm-hmm. Sheriff's Department's going to be there with their vehicles. Fire Department will be there with their vehicles. You get a chance to take a look at the ambulance, take a chance, kids, to get onto the big fire truck, and that's always a big hit. Firefighters will be there. There are also our emergency responders, so if you have any questions or whatever, they're there for you.
Now, one thing I do want to mention is that this is right in the middle of Trowbridge location. It is in a residential area. There's some streets and everything that you may may be used to getting to this area, but they are sometimes blocked off. But you have signage in place that'll get people there easily.
We do. Actually, the only places where they're actually blocked off is right around the park itself. Right. So there isn't any parking right at the park. But the Vandenboom School, they let us use their parking lot. There's on-street parking in other places. Easiest way to get there is either on Fair or Ontario, or the simplest ways, and you can come in and park in those areas. And we've got limited parking, you know, adjacent to the park as well.
We'll bring a lawn chair as well and hang out, catch the music, and enjoy also some of the softball tournament and everything with the food and all of that. All happening tomorrow over at the Lions Field Recreation Area. See, now I got to make sure I get that right because I'm an old timer too. I say Lions Field, but that is happening tomorrow in Trowbridge. Randy Girard with us with the Marquette Township Events Committee. Thanks for your time this morning.
Appreciate the opportunity, Walt.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.